thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Zach, how frustrating, and how do you bounce back?
Just got to move on. This league's tough, and it's the stuff that'll make you stronger.
Yeah, I know you're going to take the slings and arrows that goes along with being the quarterback, but mentally, how do you deal with it, knowing that it's coming this week?
You just got to stay confident, you know, learn from the mistakes and move on.
Yeah, and you mentioned learning, and every game obviously offers teach tape. What do you think you will learn from this game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some good, but I got to eliminate, you know, the bad plays there. I had a couple chances there to just throw the ball out of bounds, got too greedy with it, you know, frustrated with some stalled drives, and I got to be able to throw the ball away.
Is that also like just pressing, wanting to make a play?
Right. I mean, we moved the ball up and down on these guys, and so there was times on third down where, you know, it was specifically the one, the last one there. The one before that, I really was trying to throw it out of bounds, and, you know, I think the dude closed on me a little quicker, and I stretched the scramble a little too much, and left it inside there. But, you know, the second one, I mean, I'm just trying to make a play there, and, you know, unfortunately, it's not there.
Okay, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, that is Zach Wilson, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Zach, did that first interception that you threw in the first half, do you think that kind of snowballed and kept the team?
No, I don't let that stuff bother me. Just got to, you know, like as you see, like we're still moving the ball. I had some boneheaded plays. First, second interception. I really meant to throw that ball away. Dude closed on me faster, kind of had me leave the ball inside. Can't mess with that. Got to sail it. And then the last one is just really, I really just wanted to make a play. I'm sick of coming off the field, and I can't do that. You know, put my defense in a bad situation there. But no, all day I didn't feel like I let that stuff bother me.
Where did the indecisiveness come from on those plays? Were you uncertain? You said you were trying to throw it
away. Well, the one I was trying to throw it away and just missed inside with Judon or whoever it was closing in on me. So that was truly, you know, I did not mean to put the ball there. The last one, there was no indecisiveness. I was obviously decisive to throw that ball. It's just not smart. First one, correct read, correct decision. I was hot on my right, came down to my shallow, and, you know, didn't have a clear lane to him, but I got to find a way to get it to him. And I tried to just touch it over there to him and just missed high. And, you know, happens sometimes, but, you know, you can't let those pile up. You know, the bad ones were the second and the third. Those are bad plays by me.
What goes through your mind on those? I mean, I guess just take us through what you're seeing on the field that makes you think. Like,
right. Every time I get out of the pocket, it just gets frustrating and throw the ball away. And that's what I've done the last 4 weeks to put us in a good position to not turn the ball over and for us to win. And so I need to just be able to keep doing that when something's not there. You know, it gets old getting out and not seeing anything there and trying to. And it's really only the last one that I was really forcing. I mean, the one before that, I was truly trying to throw that ball away. But I should have thrown it away sooner before Judon got that close to me. So, you know, it's plays that the Patriots didn't have any effect on those. I can't do that.
Do you shoulder this loss? Is this one that you look at and say?
No, but I need to play better.
How does this loss impact the team's confidence going forward?
It doesn't. We'll be good.
Like, how big a swing was it there around the half where JFM and the penalty? Pick six. You guys
yeah, it's a terrible call, but that's football. It happens all the time.
Do you feel you should have ran for it at any point?
If it was there, I wish I would have taken it, but we'll watch the film.
Where are you guys now? You had Ryan and Winningstreet coming in here after four.
Yeah, we watch this film. We learn. We get better. I get rid of those mistakes. We'll be good.
Did you feel that coming into this game you were on an upward arc?
Yeah, regardless of what it looks like, I feel like each game I'm learning, getting better. There's always plays I'm going to want back. You know, there's always things that, you know, happen, and sometimes you sit there and you wonder, why did I just do that kind of thing, you know? But it's a part of football. You got to move on. You got to learn.
Was there anything the Patriots did that was a different wrinkle or something you hadn't seen?
Yeah, I mean, they threw some different looks at us, but I thought we were seeing the field perfectly fine. You know, everything that they were throwing at us, I thought we were doing well. Just got to eliminate the self-inflicted wounds. Score.
We talked a lot, Zach, in the offseason about a second-year jump for quarterbacks, and you've seen one. Obviously, statistically,
I don't care about stats.
Do you feel you've taken that second-year jump?
I don't look at it like that. I go one game at a time, one play at a time.
I talked to job is Zach, this team, the Patriots, you haven't been here for this whole streak, but obviously guys talked this week about getting kind of payback from last year.
Yeah, we'll have these guys in 2 weeks. A couple more?
Will you be thinking about, you said you have these guys in 2 weeks, it seems like you want them again?
I mean, we're thinking about Buffalo now. That's the ultimate goal, but I mean, the divisional games are always big, and so this one hurts, especially for me because of the plays that I had that I want back, of course. But it's not that we're eyeing these guys in the schedule. It's just, you know, we're going to play them again. They're part of our division. So, you know, on to Buffalo. How can we make these corrections? And we got a great team coming up this week.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.